I think Sid will probably be part of the program, don't you think?
Well, if Jack Morris has any class at all today, he's going to get there and he's going to thank Sid for getting him back here, right?
And as I read this morning and heard this morning, Sid got the first call when he decided. You know, that was such an amazing addition to the ball club, and we have to thank Carl Poled for writing the check, first of all. But as I understand it, yesterday they had to tell the Twins whether or not they were going to exercise the option to continue with Mr. Morris and the Twins, and it looks like he might be falling into that free agency situation.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the classic collision of baseball and business, and because of technical reasons, it had to happen yesterday. But basically, what's going to happen is Jack will probably get a little more money out of it, maybe some more guaranteed years, but don't fret. I guarantee you, folks, the way Jack Morris loved playing here this year, that he will be back next year. The only thing I feel for, Tim, watching the parade is I know Jack would love to have his two boys alongside him. They were here for the game Sunday night, but they had to get back home to Detroit to go back to school. But I'm sure he's sorry they're not with him riding the parade today.
I understand. When he got home in the wee hours of the morning, they were there to greet him. And
yes.
What a big thrill for him.
Oh.
It's terrific, and we'll continue with our coverage of the world champion Minnesota Twins victory parades right after this.
All right, hold it down, knotheads. Everybody sound off. Strep throat.
Here.
Salmonella.
You.
Walking pneumonia.
You had to step out a minute.
Fine. Stomach flu.
Yeah, what?
With all the enemies your body encounters out there, good thing MedCenter's health plan is on your side. MedCenter's is associated with more than 2,200 doctors and 30 Minnesota hospitals, so quality health care is always convenient.
Laryngitis. Speak up, will ya?
With MedCenters, you're covered for preventive services like physicals and mammograms. We even have health education programs in areas like smoking cessation and stress reduction, because the time to get better is before you get sick.
Okay, germs, what are we gonna do?
Infect!
All right, let's make them miserable!
Yeah! Join a health plan that can help keep the little things in life from getting you down.
Hey, how come Bursitis ain't going?
He called in well today.
Gee, that's too bad.
MedCenters. Dedicated to better health.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
I tell you what, I'm mentally exhausted. These games that we played have been something else. I think I haven't seen a better World Series. I remember the 75 World Series. I was a big Reds fan back then when I was a kid and watching that, and it was a great series. But this one here, gut-wrenching big time. Boy, I tell you what, my stomach was cramped up the whole time. And I told Lemke about the seventh inning when he was on the base. I says, hey, let's just cut this thing in half. Let's cut the trophy in half, and everybody take a piece home, and we'll go home and call it even.
Well, that was one of the great quotes of the series, and Ted Robinson there interviewing Kent Herbeck.
By that time, he was out. I mean, he was just, you could tell he was so drained from doing so many interviews and hugging so many people and drinking so much champagne. But I'm sure Herbie's feeling a little bit better right now. We'll check in on the parade route. Eric Escala's with Herbie.
Herbie, is the parade better the second time around?
I tell you what, the feeling's the same. It's people having a great time. They're a little more controlled this year so far that we've been on, the stretch we've been on so far, but it's still just as much fun.
Ted Robinson wondered if you've recovered physically and emotionally from the series you had on the field problems, off the field problems. How you feeling?
I tell you what, I had a heck of a time getting out of bed this morning to come to the parade because of, being tired and what have you from all the stuff that was going on, but I'm enjoying it now.
Any words to the fans? They love you, that's for sure.
Well, we love them as much as they love us, I think, and we just want to thank them for coming out and helping us out all season.
Thanks for all of it.
All right,
thanks
a lot.
Kent Herbeck on the streets, and it is hard to tell, folks, how much love these fans have for the Twins and Kent Herbeck. And I will say this, Jim and Teddy, that the streets are pretty well clear. It is not the surge onto the cars like it was in 1987. Police are doing a very good job with crowd control. Back to you.
It hits a long drive. This one's gone way back. Line drive homer for Kirby. 1-0 Twins. His fourth home run of the year. And he really got all of that one.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the world champion Minnesota Twins victory parades and salutes. We'll be back with Ted Robinson right after this. The Tim Russell Show at 11:30 WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, radio home of the world champion Minnesota Twins.
If you don't mind, I'd like to bring in another medical expert and get her opinion on the subject.
Mother, I think that's an excellent idea.
Who does Dr. Mom turn to for a second opinion?
If she doesn't have a doctor yet, she calls MedFirmation at 874-4444, 874-4444. We have access to hundreds of the area's finest doctors. MedFirmation, the physician referral service of Abbott Northwestern Hospital and Minneapolis Children's Medical Center.
Here's a car that runs on gasoline. Here's a car that runs on ethanol. Notice the difference? Here's a boat that runs on gasoline. Here's a boat that runs on ethanol. Notice a difference? Here's a world that runs on gasoline. Here's a world that runs on ethanol. Notice a difference? Ethanol blended fuel. It's great for your engine. It's even better for the air. Ask for it.
Cloudy skies, 36 degrees, temperatures dropping, but the temperatures are rising in St. Paul and Minneapolis as the parade continues. It's working its way toward the Capitol, and of course our Minneapolis coverage starting at about 12:30 after we wrap things up in St. Paul, and we continue through the afternoon here on WCCO Radio with coverage from the Metrodome. And Mike Miller is on the go in the parade route. Mike?
Tim, I am standing here just outside of the Science Museum. Rick Aguilera has just gone by. Here goes Junior Ortiz. And your name, sir?
Sam Stern.
Hi, how long have you been waiting out here, Sam?
Oh, about an hour or so, working the World Trade Center and kind of watched as the crowd started to...
Who are these guys right here? These are kids?
I got my 8-year-old son, Philip, and my 6-year-old daughter, Ellie, from Minnetonka.
All right, so they're out of school today, right? Well worth it to be out, huh?
They're out of school, well worth it. This is Philip's second parade and Ellie's first.
So who's your favorite twin?
Well, who's our favorite twin, Philip?
Kirby Puckett!
All right, Kirby Puckett is coming up. I'll let you folks go. It's just absolute bananas. They said no confetti. Yeah, right. There's confetti everywhere. It's one heck of a parade. Back to you, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Tim Russell and Ted Robinson. And last time around, Ted, $30,000 in Minneapolis alone, the cleanup bill.
Is that right?
That's what it cost the municipality to wipe up the paper. And they kind of backed off on the no confetti thing. They think they have it pretty well under control. They said that's last night, the last word I had is that's just kind of the price of victory.
I think the taxpayers could you know, take that as the small price of what a great... Listen to the noise. I mean, that's what I'm loving doing here. Every time we go to Eric or Mike or something, we hear the noise of the people. It's just wonderful to hear that.
In fact, in the background right now, we've got Raj and Charlie. Charlie, can you hear us?
Yes, Tim and Ted, we've just turned off of Wabasha onto 94 and approaching the Capitol, and the crowds are, there not any crowds here because they blocked it off. So we're not in the midst of the crowds you love to hear. We just left it.
Okay, but, you're heading toward the Capitol now.
That's right.
Okay.
Onto the freeway.
We'll be back with you in just a moment. That, of course, is Charlie Boone along with Rog Erickson. I'm Tim Russell and Ted Robinson. We're in studio here. 36 our temperature now at WCCO. Continuing coverage of the World Champion Twins. Wins victory parades.
New to video and now at Tidal Wave, Fantasia, Walt Disney's masterpiece. Catch the sights, sounds, colors, and imagination of the film that should be in everyone's video collection. This is the first and last time this original masterpiece will be available, as Fantasia will never appear on TV, cable, video, or in theaters again. Tidal Wave has the Fantasia video cassette on sale for $15.99. Plus, you get a free video rental coupon, $3 value. Good for any single movie rental. Active account required. Tidal Wave also stocks Fantasia on Laserdisc and has the Fantasia Collections Edition VHS or Laserdisc box sets. Buy the Laserdisc or either of the box sets and get 20% off the regular price. Fantasia makes the perfect Christmas gift for kids and adults alike. But get to Tidal Wave now and experience the magic, because once Fantasia's gone, it's gone forever. Sale ends November 10th.
Hey, Charlie, I got a way to ward off a cold.
Oh?
Best way to ward off the cold is with a delicious hot meal from Cremet.
Absolutely, Raj. And since fall is a time of change, it's a perfect time to change a variety of pasta.
Well, what do you suggest, Charlie?
Well, have you tried angel hair pasta?
Angel hair, what's that?
Well, it's a fancy name for extra thin spaghetti. So it tastes great with your favorite spaghetti sauces, but of course it's perfect for other meals too.
Like the angel hair tomato basil toss recipe listed right here in the box.
You got the idea. The tomato basil toss is an easy way to enjoy all your favorite Italian flavors, and all you need is some oil, garlic, tomatoes, and basil. Toss in some green onions, and boy, I tell you, you got a delicious hot meal in no time.
You know, I'm getting warmer just thinking about it.
You can add other ingredients too, like ham, chicken, bacon, even turkey.
Charlie, I think it's time for a change. My new pasta is Cremette Angel Hair.
It's my favorite. With recipes in every box, you'll never run out of great ways to enjoy Cremette pasta.
Cremette. A lot to like in that little bit.
Lemon.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. At the Dome this past weekend, and of course, we are the world champion Minnesota Twins now, and we're continuing our coverage of the Twins' victory parades through Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Minneapolis part is starting at about 12:30. I'm Tim Russell, along with Ted Robinson, and in Minneapolis, we'll have Telly Mamayak and Brooke Alvin, and Mike Woodley will be at the Metrodome. And in St. Paul, this morning, we have Eric Eskola and Mike Miller, Rog Erickson, Charlie Boone, Bruce Hagovic. It's been a lot of fun so far, Ted.
It's Ben-Hur, a cast of thousands.
Had no chariot race, but the pickups look pretty good. We were talking about 87 and the magic, and you know, the whole tagline this year was the magic is back, and it looks like it is, judging from the parade so far.
You know, again, you're speaking from the experience. I wasn't here in 87, but it's been sort of unfair, I think, for this team, because you can never replicate emotions in life in anything. So nothing this year can really be like it was in 87. But when you look at how much joy a simple game and in what in many cases is a meaningless game can bring to people, can bring to an entire area, I mean, it's just amazing to watch these many people having fun in a cold day.
I got some quotes from around the country. Ira Burkow, you know him?
Yes.
From the New York Times?
Mm-hmm.
He said, wall to wall, it might have been the best sustained sporting event anyone has ever seen. One may ruminate on World Series after World Series for all 88 of them, and the conclusion in this corner is that this one stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising from the New York Times.
Yeah, you know, that is. That's a pretty strong statement considering two cities that they really don't care much about, New York, were playing in it.
On the other hand, Jonathan Rand, Kansas City star. Are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
He said what this series primarily lacked was the signature moment that makes a good series a classic and an ordinary series memorable. And, of course, he's talking about Kirk Gibson's memorable home run. But I think there were a few.
What series was he at?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
He must have missed this one.
Yeah, there were more than enough moments, including this one.
No score, last of the 10th. Alejandro Pena leaning in to take the sign now from Greg Olson. There's the set. And his first pitch to Larkin. Swung on. There it is. A long fly ball into left center field. And it is going to be a hit for Gene Larkin. Gladden scores. And once again, the Minnesota Twins are baseball's world champions for the second time in 5 years. It's the world champion Minnesota Twins, and the crowd loves it.
Let's go to Charlie and Raj now. They're with the parade, and it sounds a little quiet where they are as they're approaching the Capitol crowd. Charlie?
Yeah, there's a good crowd here. We're approaching the Capitol, and we're going right by the central, the Centennial Office building. The crowd is working itself up now, and the St. Paul City Police have been replaced by the maroon and gold of the Minnesota Highway Patrol, the State Patrol. And listen to the crowd now.
Thanks for listening to the CCO.
Back to Tim and Ted.
Okay, thank you, guys. That's Charlie Boone along with Rog Erickson, and we'll be back with them in just a couple of moments on WCCO. Our temperature now at 36. Continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades through St. Paul and Minneapolis on its way to the Metrodome.
Can you afford an hour and a half of your time to plan your retirement? Are you changing jobs and you have to determine what to do with the distributions from your pension or profit-sharing plans? This is Cannon asking you to take the time to go to a free investor's workshop on IRA rollovers. You'll learn how to assess all your investment options using New Era Financial Advisor's unique IRA portfolio analyzer. Bob Klefsis, Ernie Spitzner, and the group at New Era are independent registered advisors that specialize in managing retirement portfolios for a conservative, intelligent investor like yourself. If you have questions about your pension or profit-sharing plans and how to wisely invest, I want you to call New Era Financial at 473-1116 and reserve a spot for their free seminar on Tuesday, November 5th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. or Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. That's a week and a half away because of the World Series. But make your reservations now, as seating is limited. Call 473-1116. This may be the best hour and a half that you have ever invested in your future.
Feel that leather. Look at that shine. But before you part with your money for those shoes, remember Hanover's Law. The shortest distance between two points is the best buy. That's why Hanover dress shoes go nonstop from shoemaker to shoe customer, from Hanover factories straight to Hanover stores. We bypass the middleman and the middleman's markup. So you save $20, $30, as much as $60 compared to other fine shoes. And from the stitching of Hanover hand sewns to the perfing of Hanover wingtips, it's American craftsmanship. Nobody gives you so much shoe for the money, because nobody takes a shorter route between factory and foot. Hanover, America's greatest shoe value since 1899.
Stop by your Hanover store for great savings at the Burnsville, Rosedale, Ridgedale, Northtown, and Eden Prairie shopping centers.
My baby waves the Homer hanky. My baby waves the Homer hanky. Our twins wave the Homer hanky.
That takes us back to 1987. The Homer hanky's, by the way, not available at the Star Tribune. You can find them at Rainbow Foods and Kenny Shoe Stores and Twins Pro Shops, the Metrodome, and Metro Novelty Stands. I'm Tim Russell as we continue with our coverage of the Twins Victory Parade through St. Paul, Minneapolis, on its way to the Metrodome. With me in studio is Ted Robinson, Twins broadcaster. And Ted, referring to the Hankies, on Saturday night, I watched both games this weekend at home with friends, and one of them, friends, had Homer Hankies from 87. So for some reason, I decided to tie a knot in four corners and wear it like one of those idiot hats from Monty Python.
Oh, well, that must have been fun.
Well, then we started to win and good things happened, and I couldn't take it off until late Sunday night.
So you'll be going to your Christmas parties looking that way this year, right?
Basically like the town idiot. But we had a terrific time. It was a lot of fun. And we have a new forecast for the Twin Cities. It doesn't look any better than the old forecast, with a chance of drizzle this afternoon turning into freezing drizzle or flurries, and mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow or flurries. Low near 24. Winds will be northeasterly. Make that northwesterly. And then variable cloudiness on Wednesday with scattered showers and flurries possible. High near 30. And late morning information indicates a chance of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. Stay tuned for that. Currently in the Twin Cities, 36 degrees. It looks like the parade is heading toward the Capitol now.
And in weather like you just talked about, Tim, you would think today, hey, where are the furs? Right? The players all wore furs in 87 and their wives. And
That's apparently right.
Ribnicks, which provided the furs in 87, offered to do the same this year, but the Twins declined. I think maybe some socially conscious folks on the ball club this year declined to take advantage of that offer.
Or individualistic fashion statements, as we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Just about everything from policemen's hats to cowboy hats to aviator
That's
caps.
That's right.
Raj Erickson has been screaming his brains out at the front of the parade. I guess he's kind of quiet on the set right now, but I noticed from the hospitals, Northwestern Hospital's Sister Kenny Institute, that they've been having a few calls about strained vocal cords over the weekend. And they say that what you can do is avoid whispering, which is abnormal and that's hard in the throat. Drink a lot of water, avoid caffeine, alcohol, and smoking, and don't try shouting and or talking over loud noises. Mm-hmm. There's the RX for that. What do you guys do to stay in shape?
I hope my wife is listening, first of all, because she's suffering from the same thing. Actually, you know what we learned? If you have a bad throat, the worst thing you can do for bad vocal cords is to lozenges or anything like that, because that just puts a waxy buildup on your vocal cords. Hot liquids are basically, any hot liquid is the best thing you can do.
Well, we'll save a few throats here this afternoon in Minneapolis as the parade heads to Minneapolis. It starts at the corner of 17th and Hennepin, right around the Basilica at 12:30. The MTC says things are going smoothly. They're getting reports from the regular route riders. Of course, we're talking about their various shuttle buses to the Metrodome from the Dales, Brookdale, Ridgedale, Rosedale, and Southdale. We'll be back with continuing coverage of the Twins Victory Parade in just a moment on WCCO Radio, home of the world champion Minnesota Twins.
Stand up and cheer. The Cold War is over and Doomsday is a distant memory. Or is it? When atomic missiles are disarmed, where do they go to die? Now it can be told. Some nuclear waste sites may be dumping harmful radiation into the environment. Could the bombs designed to kill our enemies wind up killing us? Now it can be told. Join Geraldo Rivera and his award-winning team of investigative reporters on the next...
Now it can be told.
Now it can be told, today at 4:30 on CARE 11.
I'm Diana Pierce. In the workplace, you expect to be treated as a professional, but what if you're not?
It was literally scary for me to go to work. I did not know what was going to happen to me next.
In a local lawsuit, a Twin Cities woman files shocking charges of the sexual advances she says she was subjected to by a fellow worker. Things like this go on every day. But what should you do if it's happening to you or someone you work with?
Find out when you should say, leave me alone, Wednesday at 10 on Carol 11 News.
Tim Russell with Ted Robinson from WCCO Radio, our continuing coverage of the victory parades for the world champion Minnesota Twins. A little noise going on out there with Rog Erickson. Charlie Boone.
Yes, Tim, we just turned from Constitution onto John Ireland Boulevard, and the crowds are really big, and there are a lot of red noses out here, although we saw one young fellow burying his chest, so he was pretty warm. Listen to the crowd. Number one. It's a big party out here, guys.
You can hear the music starting up. Thanks, guys. We'll be back with you shortly. Charlie Boone, Rog Erickson at the front of the parade, and the major part of it now working its way up Constitution Avenue, up Cedar, toward the state capitol there, and they'll finish at John Ireland Boulevard, and then they regroup, and this reminds me of the Gorbachev thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
In fact, the weather conditions are very similar, even though that was in June.
That's scary, too, isn't it? That's right. The guys will get a little bit of, about a half-hour pause as they bust themselves back over to Minneapolis to get set. And it's just got to be nice. Charlie and Rog have to be loving seeing all these smiling faces.
Yeah, I should say. And it all starts again in Minneapolis at about 12:30 and heads for the Dome by 2 o'clock. The tickets were gone yesterday by about 6:45, and that's 55,000 tickets. So we could have, actually, 63,000 they had. Mm-hmm. So we could have a full house at the Metrodome. We'll have Mike Woodley on hand at the Dome. Telly Mamayak, Brooke Alvin will be covering the parade route in Minneapolis, and we'll continue with coverage throughout the day here on WCCO Radio.
Gabbert's, the Ordway, and the St. Paul Grill have teamed up to celebrate the Gabbert's grand opening. Register now at Gabbert's in the Galleria for tickets to the Royal Winnipeg Ballet and dinner at the St. Paul Grill.